This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Every summer, the Air Race Classic brings together women aviators to compete in a cross-country race, which also turns into a celebration of women in aviation and a training ground for young pilots. Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Diana Stanger, who, along with her teammate Victoria Holt, won this year's race. Diana, thanks for talking to us today. To start out, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Women's Air Race and how it works?
The Women's Air Race is the most unique cross-country air race there is of its kind in the country. It's started out in 1929 and has progressed. The first year, Amelia Earhart was one of the most famous participants. She came in third, and then it came off as the Powder Puff Derby, and it continued nonstop until today. It's 2,300 nautical miles, and it encompasses 4 days now, and it's all female teams, and usually there's about 55 teams.
Wow, that's a pretty big field to compete against. So what about this year's race? Where did you start and finish?
This year's race had a lot of obstacles. It was mountain flying. We started out in Lake Havasu, Arizona. Then we went through Texas, we went up through the Dakotas, up to Minnesota, over to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, down through Michigan, and we ended up in Sporties in Batavia, Ohio.
Oh, great. And how did you manage to win, competing against all those other experienced and determined pilots? What was your strategy?
Well, I don't know if our strategy was any better than theirs, or we just had the luck of the draw, but we decided early on that we were only going to be able to take advantage of winds if we had a faster airplane than we raced our first year, which was a Husky. So this was our second year, and we decided that we needed a faster plane, so we went with a Cirrus SR-22. And that way we knew that we could climb and take advantage of any winds that we needed to, and we were the only team to complete the race with every leg a positive tailwind.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a workable strategy then, I guess. That worked for you?
It worked very well for us. We had to actually sit out a day and a half for weather. Well, a day for weather, and then the second half day, we were just waiting for the perfect winds before we took flight.
And did you have any kind of special weather information, or you just figured that all out on your own?
I think we had just about every resource for weather available to us, between the briefers, the online systems, the ADDS wind charts. We took advantage of every tool that we could find just to make sure we could do this.
Okay, now you also had a sort of an agenda. There's a cause that you're trying to promote by entering this race. Can you tell us about that?
What we were racing for is for funding to help more women and girls get into aviation. As the total amount of pilots, only 7% are female, and that's just a terrible statistic, and we're trying to change that through the use of scholarships for women and girls who can't afford the training.
And how does that work? How are you raising money for that?
We're raising it through the winning check this year, and then we have sponsors. I think we had about 6 corporate sponsors this year that really put their money behind their mouth, and they backed us very well, and we'll be using those funds, and we're going to target some college level aviation females and give them a scholarship for next semester.
Oh, great. Now, I didn't realize there was a cash prize for winning the race. How much of a prize is that?
They had a total purse of $15,000, and the first place winning was $5,000.
Oh, that's pretty substantial scholarship for a young person trying to get started.
Well, I'm hoping that with our sponsors, we actually doubled that amount. So it'll be a good start for a good female in aviation.
And what's your plan now? Are you going to compete again next year?
Oh, absolutely. This is the most fun I ever have, to hang out with 55 other teams of women that are just like we are. It's a wonderful experience. Usually, we're the only females on a ramp at one time. This time we get 55 other teams, so it's pretty phenomenal.
Like you said, a nice change from usually being the only woman in the room to being in a room full.
It is. It shows us we're not so unique after all.
Well, thanks very much, and congratulations on your win. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
And I'd just like to add that the air race is going to continue, and for anybody that's ever been interested, you can go to the airraceclassic.org and pull the information for next year. They have collegiate teams that compete every year. In fact, I think 4 teams were in the top 10 this year, and second place was won by a collegiate team in a 172. So it really is anybody's game. It's just a skill and technique and a great plane.
Okay, well, thanks again and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.